I'm Chris Lanice, and thank you for tuning into the Chris Lanice Podcast. We done made it to episode 4, y'all. We fo-fo-fo, 44, 4 Beyonce. 4 is low-key my favorite number, so this is a good episode. Nigga, we made it. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Today's the second day of Kwanzaa. Kuji Chakalia, that means self-determination. The last time we all talked, like we be having conversations. Really, I be sitting in my car in the garage talking to myself. On the last episode, I was telling you guys that I was looking forward to the holidays. My baby's birthday is on Christmas Eve. We were actually hosting Christmas this year. First birthday was a huge success. This baby literally has everything in the damn world. Our house is really her house. We just live here as her help. My mom and my grandmother and... Gratitude is the name of the season. Having a lot of family around is a blessing. Being able to be celebratory, and it was really just a beautiful thing. And I think back to my childhood of when I was a kid and when all of us were together and how important it was. And I think to have everybody come together for her, people from Mississippi, Florida, you know, we just all came, celebrated my baby, her birth. Shit, I celebrated pushing out an entire human a year ago. It's my birthday too, baby. Do it like it's my B-day. Do it like it's my B-day, because baby, when I tell you, that's a resurrection right there. You have a baby, you literally are born again. You a different person. You die, you see the light, and then you come back. It was just really good vibes, you know. And then we hosted Christmas. Now got everything her little heart could desire plus more. So my holiday was great. As good as the vibes were, you know, it definitely set into stone as well, having so much family around and not seeing my daddy there. So that part does always suck, you know. I think the holidays are always going to be hard from here on out. It's very strange. That was, you know, surreal, but I do think it was good that me and some of my family were together, and that it's just such a celebratory Christmas for the kids that, you know, you just end up being really happy about it. It reminded me of like one Christmas I asked my mom and dad, I was in like second grade, to just give me a whole bunch of cardboard boxes because I was determined to build a corner store in our driveway. And you know what these niggas did? They gave me all the cardboard boxes I wanted and nothing else. So, and my dad was just like, I love this kid. Like, this is, and they wrapped him in everything. I still do have family in town right now. My mom came in a little bit early, knocked out a commission painting for my business partner, Malcolm. He asked me to do a commission of his parents. Okay, so in my mind, I'm really doubting myself because I haven't painted like that. I know what he wanted. He wanted my style. So of course I did acrylics. So in my mind, I'm thinking, shit, this is going to take me some time. You know, this might take me a whole fucking week, to be honest with you. I knocked that shit out in 2 days. I shit you not. I did the illustration like a week before. So that made it a lot easier how I wanted to go about the piece. But the actual painting, that's what I was so nervous about. And just putting it onto canvas like that, it was literally like riding a fucking bike. It felt so good. I mean, like, I felt good. Like, I felt like, oh shit. Like, but even more confident because it was like the progress that I made. I literally locked myself in the garage, and I paint in the garage because my baby and I are so connected. Like, that's my dog for real. That if I walk in the house, it don't matter who she having a good time with, she gonna be like, oh, mom's here, deuces. I stayed in the garage to kind of stay out of the way and just to get away in my own head. And at the time it was cold. I had my heater, I had on 2 sweaters, you know, but I really busted through that shit. I had my beats on. I was just jamming. It was just like old times. I painted for like a day, some change, you know, the next day or whatever. But I finished it and it was gorgeous, and it felt so good, and it did so much for my fucking confidence. It just reassured me that I'm the creative that I thought I was, that I know I am, but I've just been scared to tap back into her because she has been gone for so long. But it was like, when I had to pull that bitch out, she came ready with her best fit and her face beat, baby hair laid to the nines. that is what your girl needed, you know, to really get through. So because I still have family in town, I am working on another painting. I'm still practicing my oils as well. Like, I give a little bit of oils my time, but while I do still have my mama and his mama here, you know, I want to complete another piece. So I'll be finishing the illustration of it probably tonight, and then I'm gonna paint it the next couple of days. I also think I was able to get a lot done because I'm working on smaller canvases than I usually work on. I want that quick euphoria rush high that I felt last week when I finished that damn painting one more time before the new year starts. It just reassured me of who I am and who I've put in the work to be. Sometimes when we have like a really off year, I start completely questioning ourselves. Who are your true core? Know who you are. Just let doubt and fear cloud your judgment of yourself. Back out that Chrislinice that I love, and that Chrislinice that I know gives something back out to the universe. So that was one of my biggest pluses, you know, for myself this week. Talking about inspiring things, I'm a huge fan of Insecure. Us as Black people who I assume are in my age group or close enough should all be fans of Insecure because it just depicts our time fucking perfectly. Fan of Issa Rae, so pleased with her work. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody, but at the end of the documentary, it says like, I'm not the most intelligent person, I'm not the most funny person. She's like, I fuck up. Like, she's like, I be fucking up. But you Issa Rae. And she's like, I'm Issa Rae. And she's like, I do it for my people. And she was like, I just want my people to see that they can dream and imagine and have it work and have it happen and put your people on. And that was probably the most coolest shit I've heard in a long time. Because it's beautiful when you see someone's come up. And then when you watch that documentary and you see how she's like really intentional about what her purpose is, and you see it in her art, get in that where she gives all these people these first chances and just looks out, and it's authentic. Ever hear me speak about what I think my purpose is? You know, I think I'm supposed to like change the dynamic of Black people through art. Yes, and just really enrich our community. Know that I have an effect with people. Like, I get that, you know, and I know that I'm blessed for that. It's just that we're going through a stage of transition, and you're in the dark part of the transition. Never want to come off as a hypocrite towards people, but you also have to remember that you're human. When Issa was like, I fuck up, it's like, I felt that because I fuck up. Like, I too fuck up. Like, you know, man, and change what you're doing it for. Really important. That's why I said you're always who you are at your core. It's like, no matter what's going on, it's like, this is what I do it for. And it's like, I feel like if you stay consistent and persistent and you just try to push through your adversity, always show ones who it matters to, and even for yourself. That was really, really dope. Like, you know, always around New Year, people have the spirit of change, solutions, da 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 da. But to have the confident boost rush that I needed, you know, different type of joy that they're experiencing your child go through their beginning of stages of life, and just seeing Insecure in, which is like a piece of art that I'm definitely a huge fan of. I just love the way Insecure is shot, you know what I'm saying? Like, Insecure is something that's inspired my art. So in a whirlwind of emotions, like, you know, but good shit. It's like, my shit's moving, but it's a good movement. Like, being in the lake, not the lazy river, but y'all, I don't know if y'all remember at water parks where you be like in the wave thing, and then all of a sudden the waves start going fucking crazy and you like, woo, you still riding that shit out. That's how it is right now, and it feels good, and then it goes back calm, you know. Super inspiring week. Holidays was blessed. What about what I have coming into the new year? I have to tell y'all, y'all girl is not about to do no more, and I'm just sorry. This is me keeping it a book. I ain't about to do this challenge no more. Let me tell you why. Because I was drunk as a skunk the whole time. Like, the entire fucking time. And better way to build my habits. I gotta figure it out, because the challenge part, I'm not a challenge person. Yeah, I went to art school. I'm not good at that type of shit. I am not good. I have to figure out a way to build the better habits. You know, of course, while the grandmas are here, I'm utilizing my time. Like, I'm getting shit done. I'm taking classes. I'm being creative. I'm jotting my stuff down. But I do have to implement the, you know, I need to cut back on the drinking, which I have every intention of doing. I just think when people are in town, you just be celebrating like a motherfucker and you forget that you have to keep using your liver and stuff. And I'm not tripping on that part. The eating healthier part, whew, golly, I've been over here eating horribly since everybody's been here. So that's a huge part, you know. And doing what I needed to do with that painting and knowing that, boom, I can make huge progress. I just got to get myself, like, trust myself in it. Like, I don't have to go small right now. Like, if there's something I want to paint, I can paint that shit. I knock it out in 2 days. It might take me a week with my schedule without having extra help here, but it is very fucking possible. And whatever you're trying to do that you've been working on, it's very fucking possible. Just take the fucking step and just see for your... All that just to say, amazing things can happen when you acknowledge your gifts. It's been a very, I can't lie, it's been a good holiday, it's been a great holiday season. I'm feeling very intentional about 2022. And although you cannot control life's bullshit, a lot of this shit you can control. And I'm just excited to see what we do in the next year, you guys. See y'all niggas in 2022. Once again, just want to say thank you guys for listening. If you want to find me on social media, be sure to check me out at Chris Lanice on Instagram and Twitter. If you're interested in my art, don't be afraid to stop by my website, www.chrislanice.com. Don't you ever put an H in that Chris bit. Until next time, be water, be light, be art.